Right, could you give me your name and your address, please?
Ira John.
And your date of birth?
17/3/22.
Now then, can you give me a little bit about your background, a little bit about your mother and father, and where you were brought up?
We lived as children in Manslerton. My father was a coal merchant. My mother never went to work. Well, in those days, mothers didn't, did they? So, went to Mansfield School as a child, then to Cumberland School for scholarship, and then to Delhi Beach until the war broke out.
And that was a grammar school?
Yes. Delhi
Beach?
Is it in Alexander Road?
Yes, and you passed the scholarship?
By Dunever, passed the scholarship. And I was there until the war broke out. And
did you do any exams in the time you were in?
Yeah, I was on the point of going. I would have gone to university, but for the fact that my father had an office in Alexander Road in those days, and he didn't drive the lorry himself, but the men that were driving the lorries for him were called up, and my sister was 2 years younger, and we had to take over with him, you see, we had to go work with him. So that was the end of our schooling for both of us.
So you had to give up going to university then?
I did. I ended up in forces.
Right.
Yes, for 4 years.
So you were called up to be in which force?
In the WAFs.
Can you tell us a little bit about that? What kind of experience was it?
Well, very, very drastic in the beginning, because we'd never been away from home before, you know. But as it was, my father promised me driving lessons on my 21st birthday. So I went into the WAFs to be a driver. And so I had lessons without having to be paid for them, but paid in a very hard way in the beginning, you know. But in the end, then, as I say, when you get to know people, I had friends for years after, you know.
What about your sister then? Did she stay home to help your father? Or?
Yes, my sister, because she was the youngest. One of us had to go, you see. So Mary, my sister, she stayed then.
Was she happy with that?
Yes, she didn't mind. Yes. A lot of her friends, funnily enough, weren't called up sort of thing. So yes, she didn't mind at all. No.
Was your father's business affected by the bombing? Because all the bombing in Swansea during the
war? Well, it was, yes. But I didn't know much about it because, of course, I wasn't there so much, you know.
Where were you stationed then?
Oh, gosh.
Give us some example.
Most part in Scotland. That was my main one. But then you were moved quite often, you know.
So you weren't stationed here in Swansea at all?
No, nothing in Swansea, no.
It was quite an adventure for a young girl, I would have thought.
Well, it was, once I got used to it, but you're leaving all your friends. I mean, we were teenagers then, and Margaret's mother, she went to the ATS. And I mean, Marion, we were big friends, you know. So, as it was, all our age group then was called up, more or less, you see.
So after the war then, what did you do after when you came out? When did you come out of the war? Did you come in 1945 or did you have to stay longer?
Right, well, you had to stay longer until you had all your papers and, you know, different things like that. So I can't remember exactly, tell you the truth, but of course I came home then to my mother and father, you know. So there was no problem there. And well, I had a few jobs then, really, bits and pieces.
Did you do any further training at all, you know, because you'd had to leave school, and did you have any chance to do any sort of training afterwards?
No, it's gone then. There was no, you know, it was all that had gone, it just passed. And then of course, during that time, I met my husband and got married, and eventually then Lynn was born, and then I had another daughter, Anne. But by that time then, of course, they were both in school, and Lynn was going away, as I said, to France.
Can I just go back? Did you have a brother at all?
No, no brothers, only two girls.
And what did your sister do after the war? Did she get married?
She worked in Hodges. Yes, in the clothes factory, you know, yes.
It was a factory she worked in, not a shop.
In the factory.
Making clothes.
And lots of her friends did, yes.
Where was that factory then?
Down on the estate,
right.
Round by Metro, is that right?
The industrial estate then, in Forest
Park? Yes, I don't know whether she worked in the one. There was one in town as well, down behind Wine Street there somewhere. I can't remember exactly now. But yes, that's where she ended up then.
So you stayed at home then when you got married? You didn't work after getting married?
No.
Did you?
No.
And the children were small?
The children were small. Mm-hmm. And.
Now what made you go and work in Metoy then? How did that come about?
Because Lynn was going away with the school. And we had this. My uncle had left me this old house on Carmarthen Road, 3-storey house. Right down Carmarthen Road, opposite the park gate. And it needed a lot of alteration. We had to put a bathroom in and a kitchen and, you know, all things like that. Heating. And when it came to the point, £45 now to go with the school. So I thought, well, the only way now we're going to do it, go out and work. So, of course, you could get into jobs in those days, no problem. So I knew one of the ones on that photograph. She was white coatish, you know, and I knew her from childhood, like. So I asked her if there's any chance of a job, and she said, yes, come in, they're doing it, you know, taking on staff all the time. So off I went, but only a limited period. But of course, when I went there, Lynn, okay, there she had the money and off she went. And then eventually I finished. And then called me to ask me would I go back for Christmas, because very busy. And that was the end. I never came from there then for the next 14 years.
And what period was this? Was this I think we worked out yesterday, it was about the 1960s? Early 1970s?
It probably would be. I can't really remember.
Because your daughter was born in when? 19...
She's 63 now.
Right.
So I can't really...
49, 50, isn't it? So this would be about 1960, I think.
Yeah, it could be then, yes.
Are you happy with that? Is that yes, right?
Yeah, probably near enough.
She was in her last year in primary when she went on holiday?
Yeah,
right?
In Gendros, yes, okay. Yes.
Right. What yes. What was your opinion, or how did you, what was the experience like on the first day you worked in Metoy? Do you remember?
Well, as any other job, it's a bit complicated, you know, because you've got to get into the place. Fortunately, I knew a lot of the ones working in the warehouse. Mm-hmm. So I didn't feel anything really. You only had to ask, let's put it that way.
So you worked in the warehouse then?
Yes.
What did you do then? Explain what you did in the warehouse to me.
Well, just that packing then, you see. The orders came to you and the trolley was there. You packed, perhaps there was two, if it was small orders, you'd have two orders there perhaps, you know. You'd put them in the boxes and seal them up and then put them on the line, and they'd go down, and somebody down the bottom then would see to them and put them aside whatever area for they were going, you know, that sort of thing.
What did they produce in Metoy? What did they make there?
Corgi. And what was the name of the Fisher Price. But I had nothing to do with the Fisher Price, you know, because they were more or less on their own.
Was it just one factory, or were there, was Metro more
three,
than one?
There were about three altogether.
But
yeah.
Very big?
Yes, yes, yes.
And the warehouse, was it a large warehouse?
Yes, that was very big as well, yes.
So your job was to take these corgi toys, and were they cars or...?
Cars, all cars.
That kind of car.
Yes, yes.
And they were already packed in boxes, were they?
Yes, yes.
The boxes
yeah, well, that was all done out in the factory, you see. So it was only that they would come in big crates, all the different number toys, and the ones that were putting up then just went to the crates, and if they wanted, say the toy was number three, if six number threes, well, the six went on the trolley, and that was it, you know.
And did you label the boxes then? Did you have to?
No, I don't think we labelled them. I can't remember that bit, tell you the truth. No, I think there was somebody, you did the order, and there was somebody there that knew where they were going, one order at a time. So it must have been somebody else that was dealing with that, you know.
Did you have an interview to get the job? Do you remember?
Not really.
No.
No, not really at all.
No.
No.
But you knew some girls there already. And
I knew quite a few there, yes, yes. Mm. But I don't think you needed an interview to get into any of the factories there in those days, in any case, you know. Because, I mean, there's such a lot there then.
There's a lot of work for women at the time, wasn't there?
Tremendous amount, yes, there was. So.
And did you have to wear anything specific?
No, I could wear what you like. But we all wore overalls, our own, you know. We bought nylon overalls, which were quite nice. You could buy quite nice ones, you know. So, no problem there at all.
And you didn't have to, did you have to cover your hair or?
No, nothing at all. No, nothing.
Gloves at all?
Nothing at all like that.
Was it it wasn't a dangerous job in any way?
Oh, gosh, no. No, nothing. No.
Was it quite heavy though, physically, you know? You had to carry boxes or?
Well, you didn't have to carry them. You see, you only just lifted them really because the belt was going down the side, you see. No, it's, Not hard at all, really, with the lifting.
Yeah. Would you have said that there were lots of... How many women would have been in that, working together there, then? About...
I'll say about 50. Mm-hmm. 50, if not more, at busy times, because they took people on, you see.
Were they busy at certain times of the year?
Oh, Christmas time was absolutely terrific. Because we had a toy sale, you see. So that was loads of overtime then, as you can imagine, when it was Christmas time. Because I had quite a few nephews. My sister had two boys. And the big order Christmas time, when children, that was a toy. That was a Christmas present, you know. But of course, the thing was, when you see this on Flogger today, when you get in the boxes, the price you get for them, I mean, they never kept the boxes, as you can imagine, you know. I mean, two brothers and cars, and that's it.
And they played with them.
And they played with them. Mm. So
you had a toy sale for the factory itself. Is it for you to
buy? Yes. Yes, but not only us now. You know, like I used to take orders in for any of my neighbours that wanted them, you see. Yes, no problem there.
Do you remember how much you were paid at all?
Now, I can't remember whether it was £7 when I started or £9. Not more than that.
A week, that was.
A week. Yeah. Mm.
And you were married at this time, did you?
Yeah, yes.
Did you see the pay you had as, you know, as the main wage of the family, or?
Oh, no. My husband was the main wage, but to me then that was extra, you see, to go with, to start off with Lynn, and then of course it did help towards the house as well, you know. So in all that time, that was the end sort of thing.
What did your husband do? What was his job?
He worked in Metchoice too, he was, yes. In fact, I tried to find, I had a photograph of him is 25 years having a gold watch, and Mr. Katz, the manager. But I can't find whether that's one of the photographs, now that's with my up in Dennis Powers, I don't know.
Was he there at the same time as you then?
Oh, he's there long before me. And yes, long before me.
And what was his job there?
Well, he was, actually, he'd gone to university, came out before he had, once the war started, or he lived in Cairo and Maesteg. All his friends were joining the Air Force, packed everything up to go and join the Air Force. So, of course, when he came back then, you know, he worked himself on in Metois and was there years before I got there then.
So what was his subject in university?
He was doing... he would have been the youngest supervisor down the mine. Because he used to come for courses in Swansea University.
Right.
Yeah. And funny thing, in the Post not so long ago, there was a photograph of... in the, you know, they put old photographs and things, and his photo was on. He could have been very, very young with a group of men outside Swansea University, you know. And what I should really have written to the man that sent it in, but I didn't get round to it at the time, and to see how many of them were still there, you know. Not many, no, I wouldn't imagine, see.
Do you have any idea how many people were working in the factory in the Metoy at the same time?
Oh, God, thousands, I think.
Thousands?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, oh, loads. Mm.
And were any of those women or
I think,
men? But how did it work?
Well, I'd say mostly women.
Mm. So
As I say, I didn't know much about the other factory. We never...
Right.
And we came through into the warehouse and clocked in, and so, you know, really.
So what time did you start in the morning?
When 7:30.
Right. Mm. How did you get there? Did you
walk it. Mm. Walk, yeah.
And what time did you finish?
About 4:30, 5:00-ish.
And what was the pattern of the day? Did you, did you go straight to the warehouse?
Yes, clocked in, and then you went to where you worked, you know, and...
If you were late clocking in, was there trouble about that, or...?
Well, not really, because we practically lived on the doorstep. It didn't take as long to get to work, you know. I mean, some were late because, of course, they used to come from Glyce and Pontydilys and that. So if the bus is late, they couldn't do anything about it, you know. But no, I can't remember any fuss like that, you know.
So did you have... you started working in the warehouse. Did you have a break in the morning or a tea break? Or
Just a little break, but not what you'd call much. You know, if you wanted a cup of tea and a biscuit, well, you had it, sort of thing. But
was that brought round to you, or was it? Or did you have to go and get it somewhere?
We usually have to go and get it ourselves, right. You know. Because we didn't stop at the same time then, that sort of thing, you know?
Oh, so you just broke...
Just wanted, if you wanted it, yes, right. Yes.
And what about dinner time?
Dinner time then, we had a canteen. There again, you could either take your own things or have what was in the canteen, you know?
But the canteen was for the whole factory or for...?
Yeah, for the whole factory.
Right.
Yes, it was a bit... Of course, there were quite a lot of people working... In the canteen, as you can imagine, yes.
For you know, each of the three factories, or just one for the whole lot?
One for the whole lot,
right.
Yes.
And what kind of meals did they make? Were they more warm meals, or...?
Yeah, they were, but I never bothered, mind.
Right.
I didn't see much point in, because I had two children, so no point in me having meals there, sort of thing, you know? Yes,
so... You used to cook in the evening, did you, for them? Then?
Yes.
Right.
Go home and make... food then, you know, so really I didn't bother much to the canteen.
Okay, and then did you have a break in the afternoon as well? Or?
Oh, no. Right. No break then. Well, you finish and then at about 4:30-ish, you see, so...
Did you, were there any rules, you know, that you weren't allowed to do certain things or in the warehouse at all?
Not really, no.
What about smoking?
Well... Quite a few of them smoked, come to think of it. But then we never noticed.
Yeah.
You didn't notice it in those days, though. Everybody smoked. My husband smoked. My father smoked. So he didn't take much notice, really.
What about going to the toilet then? Was there a toilet there?
Yes,
did
yes.
Did you just go when you wanted? Or did
yes, you go to a toilet whenever you wanted. Right. And
so there's well, no plenty of toilets. In, no, out.
No, no, nothing yeah, like that, right. No.
Dinner time, did everybody stop or was it a...
I see, yes, we stopped them at dinner time, yes. Because, of course, the canteen is special, you know. And come to think of it, probably each part of the factory had different dinner hours to cope with the
amount, yeah.
With the amounts of cooking and things, you know.
Was there any shift work there? Did you, you know, was this a shift you were working or?
No, no.
Wasn't another shift after you had finished?
No.
Just that one shift?
Yes. And, well, there was a night shift.
Mm. In the warehouse?
In the warehouse, yes. It was.
You didn't work on the night shift?
No, no.
You were allowed to choose then, were you?
Well, I did choose. I wouldn't have gone on the night shift, really, because, I mean, I'd get the children up in the morning to go to school, so, no, I wouldn't have, especially when I started there, you know. No.
So, was it just women working in the warehouse, or were there men?
No, the men as well, yes.
What were they doing? What was the difference?
Well, they loaded the lorries and, you know, there was lots of work for men, like... bringing the crates in to fill them up. Yes, people, well, not that, you know, to lift them up on cranes and things. Women couldn't do then. Mm-hmm. Yes, you could.
They did the more heavy mechanical work then.
Yes, yes. And of course, we had bosses then, men bosses in the office, in the warehouse office and things like that, you know.
Who was in charge of you, you know? What did you call the person who was sort of looking after your section of the work? Did you call foreman or supervisor?
We called them all by their first names, you know.
So everybody knew one another?
Yes, yes.
A friendly place?
Yes, oh gosh, yes. If you ask me what some of their surnames was, I wouldn't have a clue, you know. Yes, no, I as I say, I made very many friends there, and...
Did you belong to a union there at all?
No.
No. The unions?
No, I can't remember going on strike or anything like that, no.
There's no trouble like that at all?
No, no.
Okay. And what about holidays? Did you go, you know, did you have a break for holidays?
Yes, you could take your holidays when you wanted them.
Right.
Yes, because that relied on the school and things in the beginning, you know. Mm. But, yeah, it's no problem at all.
How many days did you have holidays? Do you remember if it was...
Yeah, you could take what you liked, really. I mean, it's up to you. You didn't get paid, so...
You didn't get paid on your holidays at all?
No, no.
Oh, right.
So it was just up to you then, see? Which was, I suppose, good in a way, wasn't it? You wouldn't take too many. But no, as I say, it was not a part of my life. I would say I couldn't go through that again, you know.
Mm-hmm. You enjoyed it, obviously.
I did, very much, yes, yes.
Okay. And your husband had a 25-year gift.
Gift, yes.
Gold watch,
yes.
Was that a common thing to have? You know, obviously you have to work 25 years, but did some of the women get that as well?
Probably, yes. I don't really know about that, but yes, or probably would. Because a lot of women had been working there many years, you know. But I'm not quite sure about that. But
were the bosses in Swansea themselves, the owners and the bosses, were they?
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Catsey had a big one of these very, very good flats down on Mumbles Road. Down Blackpill way, that way, you know, that's where he lived.
Did he come round the factory to see you?
Yes, always came around the factory, funnily enough. Mm-hmm. And we had one in charge of us in the warehouse then, like a boss, and he used to come around and there again, very sociable, you know. Mm-hmm.
Were there any sort of social clubs as part of the METO? You know, some factories had football teams and rugby teams?
No. If we went anywhere with a crowd of those, now we used to go to Blackpool for a weekend, and then we used to go, if it was somebody's birthday, down to the Casual Bay and a night out with our long dresses and everything, you know.
But they weren't official things.
Oh, no, no, we did it on our own.
On your social life.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah. Nothing to do with Metro, is it? You know.
There was no sort of for you now as women, there was no jazz band or something.
No, no, no. You probably maybe in the rest of the factory if you sort of were interested and asked questions, but be none of us ever did, you know.
Okay.
Hmm.
I'm on my side now here, so I can remember what I'm doing.
Well, it probably would be, but...
Was it possible for you to work up, and you know, to a different position in Metro, or did you stay in the same...
Stay in the same one, because really, I can't remember everybody left if anybody else to have the job, you know?
Right.
No.
And did you have an increase in pay, or did you have to go and ask for pay, or?
Well, we never asked. I probably, if we did, it was just given, you know.
Right.
No, I can't remember anything about the pay, tell you the truth. But I'm sure it's either £7 or £9 when I started. And that was good.
That was comparatively good then with what other factories were paying, or with...
I don't know,
right.
No.
But you felt that...
But it was good money in those days anyway. I mean, you could do a week's shopping for £5 then, you know what I mean? Mm. So it was quite good.
Would you have said that your work was it considered skilled or unskilled in the factory?
Oh, it's not skilled, no. No.
And you weren't offered any training, you know, to carry on?
No.
Well, quite a few.
Well, I left because there was talk of Metro's closing. And a gang of us decided we'd go try for the DVLA. All these friends with me now. And so we did. And we got up, we got into the DVLA, the one in by the police station in town then. You know, that's there now, isn't it? We got... working in there.
Did a few of the Metro and the factory people change jobs at this time to go to the DVLA?
No, a lot of them stayed on. Mm. A lot of them stayed on. And really, it would probably... I would have stayed on if I'd known that they weren't really closing, but the others were doing it, and I thought, oh, I might as well go. The girls were grown up then, so it didn't matter anyway, you know. They were... way off my hands, sort of thing. So
what did you do in the DVLA? What was your job there?
With the driving licenses. And I finished there then when they decided they were going to go on computers, and I thought, oh, blow it. There again, it was a mistake. I didn't realise computers were going to be what they are today, you know? But, yes.
But what were you in the DVLA for?
8 years.
Right.
Yeah, 8 years. Most of them in town, but then... as I say, as the commuters were coming in, we went up to Morriston then, and well, all right, but not the same comradeship as Metoy's, you know.
You know, when you were in Metoy, were there any? Well, obviously, you were married with children. Were
yes.
there lots of mothers?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We saw them growing up. You know. Yes. Amazing.
Were there sort of parties for the children or something? Did Metro organise that Christmas time at all? Did you have a Christmas party?
Yes, I think they did, but I can't remember much about that one, mind.
What would you say you spent your wage packet on when you'd finished in the week? You know, obviously it was for you, it was for your...
For that, yes, and the house then, yes.
So you had to share your wage with the family, it wasn't yours?
Oh no, no, I didn't keep it all myself, you know.
Okay. Were you aware, was there any unionism in the factory at all?
Oh, there were unions, yes, yes.
But you weren't a member?
No, not as far as I know. I'm not very good to think like that, no. Not as far as I know. I can never remember any unpleasantness, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any accident to you there at all?
No,
no.
Or
any... Or any strike or anything of that kind
no.
in the factory, okay. Right. When you worked then, did they have music? Was it very noisy or...?
Oh, you couldn't have had music, no. Right.
No music while you work then?
No, I'm afraid not. No.
Was it noisy in the place?
Well, it was noisy between everybody talking and, you know, we're having a conversation and, you know, it's... I mean, you could take your own music if you wanted it, you know. sticking your ears and... Yeah.
There was nothing to stop you talking. You were allowed to talk.
Oh, gosh, yes, yes.
What were... And there were toilets, obviously, there.
Yes.
Were they, you know, clean and tidy?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, they had people doing the toilets, so you see.
You know, today we've got such rules, health and safety rules. And
yes.
Would you say, were there health and safety, were you aware of health and safety?
Not really, no.
Were you taught how to lift things or, you know, because today you have...
Yes.
Well, classes
no,
to teach you, training then.
Yes.
No, you don't remember that at all?
No, I don't, no.
Okay. You didn't have any pains because you worked there, you didn't sort of develop back pain or anything like that?
Nothing, no.
Was there a nurse in the...
Yes, yes, always a nurse. Mm. Yeah.
But that was for the whole of the faculty?
Whole faculty, well, yes. I don't know whether the how many there were, mine, but yes, we could get into a nurse in it at any time, yes.
You could go any time at all?
Yes,
what
yes.
What sort of facilities did she have?
Oh, they had their own quarters, see?
Right.
You know, their own room and where you went if you needed anything.
Did you have sort of bank holidays then, time off with bank holidays, like Christmas?
Yes, oh
what
yes.
What did you have off in the year that were not holidays then?
Was nothing
Christmas
really,
Day?
Unless you took your own.
Yeah, was Christmas Day a holiday?
Oh, Christmas Day, yes.
Would the factory have been closed then, or was it...
Oh, gosh, yes, yes. It would have been closed after the sale. That would have been closed for the whole couple of days then, you know, or week even.
So the sale was before Christmas?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, well, it had to be before Christmas because of all the Christmas presents and things, you know.
So
and as I say, it was in the days where you didn't have the pound shop to pick up a car. And so the children loved the cars, you know.
Did they have
different generations?
Rejects, you know, did you have rejects at all? You know, toys that weren't quite up to standard?
Yes.
Right. What happened to those? Were they sold?
Well, no, they weren't sold, no. No, I would imagine with them. They'd go back on the line and...
Okay. If you wanted a day off, say, because, you know, somebody died in the family or something, were you allowed to do that?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. They were... Well, I found them very good for having time off like that, because... My grandson was born very small and goodness knows what, and in hospital and all. And I took a lot of time off then with my daughter, you know. So, no, it's very good like that, I must say.
So you felt that there were good employers who were treated
yes.
you well as workers? Is that
yeah, well, with me, you know, I mean, perhaps other people have got different opinions, mind.
How far did women come to work there? From where, which areas did they come? You've mentioned Glais.
Yes.
Pontydilys.
Wynaloes, Gowerton. Oh, no end of places. Well, as long as they could get on a bus, they could work, they'd work there then.
Was it there? Was it the works bus that they...
Yes, yes. Yes, they had a bus. Well, most, I think a lot from one place, but otherwise, I mean, a lot of people worked from Penlan, worked there. And, I mean, they walked there and walked back. I mean, nobody thought of... it's amazing, isn't it? Just
that's
walked
quite
and that's
far, it. Isn't it? Penlan is quite
far. A long way.
After working a whole day.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah.
But then, suppose if you're crowded, you don't notice it, see?
Were you tired? Was it a tiring
day? No, not particularly, no.
Right, okay. Right. Did you have a Christmas dance at all in the works?
Well, we were always having some sort of a dance with us. Not the whole factory, mind. But with us, we were spent a lot of time down Caswell Bay, which was lovely in those days, you know. Mm-hmm. Really nice.
Did they have a Christmas dinner in the canteen? You know, did you go for the... Was there a Christmas...
No, not particularly, no.
What about the job in the factory now? How would you describe it to someone else? Was it an interesting job, or was it monotonous, or just all right?
Just all right. Isn't it? I mean, you wouldn't say it's interesting. It's nothing to be interested in unless you wondering what the cars, you know, everybody discussed some of the cars and things like that. But and to be quite honest, I didn't have any sons, only my nephews I had. So I wasn't all that, I didn't care what cars came in then, you know.
And it was just cars, there were no other, because they actually produced a lot of different toys, didn't they? But you just dealt in the corgi cars.
With the corgis, yes, right. yes. Because, you know, I had box ones, in fact, that, was it the Queen's, when the Queen, with the corgis, and it was coaches and things, you know, and that was in a box. But if we wanted a toy, we had to pay for them, you know. Right. And I gave that to my grandson when he was 18. And I said to my daughter, listen, if you're wise now, don't let him handle this now. In fact, he's got a son of his own now. And I said, don't part with this, because eventually this is going to be, this never been out of the box. So my daughter's got it in her glass cabinet, and he's never had a chance to touch it, you know.
So this was, did the Queen visit the factory?
No.
No, she didn't. To celebrate something.
Princess Anne's husband visited the factory. What was his name now? Small little chap he was. Oh, I forget what his name was. He came around very, very, very pleasant. He had a chat with us all, you know.
Was he coming for some specific reason? Because of was he celebrating?
Well, nothing. I don't know what it was, really, but it must have come for some reason or other, you know. But, I forget. What was his name now? He's around now, like, you know, but...
You know the one, the carriage you had to commemorate with the Queen?
Yes.
But did you buy that, or were you...
Yes, no, you wanted, you bought. Yes.
Did you have them, if you wanted a toy, did you have them cheaper? I know you had a sale Christmas time, but...
Yeah, no, you didn't. During the year? No. Well, if you wanted anything like that. What else did I buy? A couple of James Bond for my nephews, my sister's boys. But as I say, they didn't, never kept a box, so, you know. Mm-hmm. And quite a lot of whatever was coming on television then, you know, those sort of cars.
So was there a shop in the factory then, or how did you go about buying them? You had to go somewhere to buy them, could you buy them from the factory?
Yes, well, we could buy them because we were on the spot, really, you see, but no, you couldn't really, well, there's no shop there, no.
Okay. So are you in touch, or were you in touch after working?
Yes.
You went into the DBLA, but did you keep touch with people?
We kept up the last one. We used to meet, say about once a month, and go to the Dolphin. And we used to meet up there. And gradually, it came down to last year, Eileen, she's from Glyce, on a photo, and she and I were going to go to the Isle of Man. Isle of Wight, that's right. And everything was planned, and we were going on the Monday from the Quadrant. On the Sunday, I had a phone call from a grandson, and he said, you'd better sit down. My grandmother died during the night. Mm-hmm. She hadn't even been ill. Mm-hmm. So that's the end of our meetings. All the others had either died, or they couldn't get anywhere, or they had their husbands that they couldn't leave, like dementia and things. Mm-hmm. You know, quite sad, really. Mm-hmm. But we kept in touch up until last year. That's the last one. So really, there's nobody that I know now that I could contact then, you know. Mm-hmm. Not around here then, I don't know if there's anybody else, but that's looking my
back,
limit.
Yes, looking back now, are you happy that you went to work there? Do you think
quite happy.
As you said,
I had these friends for, well, there we are, up until 2012, you could say, 2011.
Yeah. I want to ask you, pictures, what have I done with them? Photographs you've given me. Look at this particular one, right? The two main ones showing the work.
Mm.
We'll just go through them so that I've got a record of them. This is a record of the this is a photograph of the warehouse.
That's
itself.
Right. Yes.
Were they called? I've read somewhere that these factories were called S and R and U or something. You weren't aware of
No.
That,
no. Okay. No.
This is the warehouse and women standing here in front of machines. Explain to me what's happening now then there.
Well, there's the boxes. You see.
These are the boxes.
That's the boxes
after
now that she's packed.
They've right.
probably packed at, you know. And there's the one now. She's, if you could see, she's got a like a three-tier trolley there, you see? Mm. And there, behind there, is what the men used to pile up all the different toys, you see?
These are crates here.
The crates there, yes.
So the men brought these in.
They brought those in, and then once the bottom ones go, they dropped them, and yes.
And all the toys,
and of course,
were
they
numbered.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So you worked by number rather than
that's right, yes, yes. You didn't know what the name of the toy was really. But of course, that's only looks there, but you can't see that that is, goes back there.
Hold on. Oopsie. Hi, wait a minute. Oh,
yes, as I say, you can see the crates.
Wait a minute. There we are. Right, okay.
You can see the crates better there now, you see?
Yeah.
And we were all holding, that's probably lorry or something in that one, you know, not a car, you see?
Right. And you're all wearing overalls?
Yes, we all wear overalls, yes.
Okay. And then, so they put them in boxes.
Yes.
And then onto
the line
which carried
and carries it down to the bottom then. And,
right.
Whatever they did then finish them up. Yes, yes, yes.
It's very light, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yes.
The room was light.
Yes, it was.
Was it very hot then somehow? Or did you find...
Not particularly, no.
Okay, so the conditions of work were quite good then?
Yes, I didn't see any complaints there.
Right. Then you've got other pictures here of groups of you enjoying.
Yes, yes.
Having a good time. Do you remember about where you were in any of these?
Well, we're only outside the warehouse. We're all in work there,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
you
yeah.
see. So it must have been dinner time or
right.
just something like that. You see, there we are on the steps. There's a door there.
Okay.
That's where the lorries used to pull in there, see?
Right. And are you in work here as well?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're all dressed for work.
Yeah, we're all in work, yeah. Right. These are all work ones, right. see?
These look as if they've been taken about the same time to me. Are they, do you think? Is it the same people?
Well, it depends
those?
If we've got the same overalls on, really. Yeah, the thing is with this, it could have been somebody else taking the photograph, you know? Because I don't think I'm in that one.
Right.
So probably it would be me taking that one sort of thing, you know?
Right, okay. That's fine. Okay, well, thank you very much. That's brilliant. I think we've... Is there anything else you want to say about the work that I've forgotten to ask?
No, not really. No.
Okay. Okay, then.